Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
After hours amusement for anarchists, air hostesses, and jet-lagged Antipodeans.
Good night, Cobbers. Can I crash on your floor?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We got sent a package. We'll open that in a little bit. We've got a couple of calls first, and then we will open the package live on air. I hope it's not anthrax or anything dangerous like that that's going to kill us. Good evening, Pablo.
Hip, hip, how do?
Very, very well indeed, Pabs. What have you got for us?
I called in about anger. I called in about rage.
Yeah, go on, give it to me.
Well, anyway, as a young person, I was very affected by the red mist. I used to be known as like the angry one.
Yeah.
Don't cross him. You'll get upset and he'll come at you, type of thing.
Yeah.
And then I had a complete turnaround after, I think I've mentioned it in the past, I had a little bit of a breakdown early doors, and I just became Mr. Serene, Mr. Cool, Mr. Come to me with your problems, I'll hear about it, and all that sort of stuff. And now I've got into my like kind of mid-late 30s, I'm starting to feel the rage again, but it's kind of like an impotent rage.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like, that makes me angry, but I can't be bothered to feel angry about this. There's nothing that's going to make a difference about it. So I'll just kind of mither on. But I'm kind of feeling it more, but I don't have the bounds of youth to fuel it.
I'm just scrolling through Facebook, and I think I may have just found something that's going to cheer us all up. Could you indulge me for a second, Pablo, Catherine, would you mind?
Of course.
Please.
This is Karen Carpenter playing the drums. Wouldn't it be great if we could say, by the way, next week, she can't be in the studio, but we've got her on the line. We're going to have Karen Carpenter on the show next Tuesday at 11 o'clock. It's all the way from Los Angeles, California. It wouldn't that be amazing? I've sat 2 foot away from Karen Carpenter and Richard Carpenter, but Karen Carpenter. Although I was more impressed at meeting Sarah Brightman and Bernie Clifton and his comedy Ostrich that very same day. What a day. What a day.
Living the dream.
Pablo, thank you very much indeed. Let's go. Did we do the quarter past break? We did. That's unusual for me. Let's go to Anthony. Good evening, Anthony.
I just want to ask, is Richard Branson a virgin, by any chance, even though he owns a Virgin?
No, I think he's had sex with loads of women.
I don't know, mate. You know.
Well, he's a good-looking guy, and he's a multimillionaire, and he's
been married for a long time.
Yeah, so I would imagine. And he's got kids that are biologically his, so yeah, he's definitely had sex.
Okay, he's not a virgin. Okay, no problem.
He's not a virgin. I think we can say safely that he's not a virgin. I know where your confusion is, Anthony, because he owns the company Virgin. Is that where your confusion is? He owns the company Virgin, and you were just hoping that he was in the same club as you, as a Virgin. But no, he's not.
No, I suppose he was a Virgin first.
Oh, everybody's a Virgin first.
Before he opened Virgin.
Before he opened a lady's legs.
Virgin.
Yes, everybody's a Virgin first.
Okay. Does anyone know what age he popped his cherry?
I don't know what age he popped his cherry.
Why are you so interested, Anthony?
No, I'm just saying, because my brother used to work for Virgin Records. He used to be EMI.
Well, no, he used to be Virgin.
Yeah, I know it did.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye. Anthony. Really, I'm going to say that is in the probably the top three calls I've ever taken.
Okay, no problem.
Top three shit calls I've ever taken.
Well, why is it shit?
Because it's not funny. It's dull.
Come on, you can ask her. How big are you, by the money chance?
He's about 6'4".
No, down below.
Oh, I don't measure my penis, Anthony, because I'm not a 12-year-old. And
you just lost it in Venus, did you?
Sorry?
You lost it in Venus, did you?
I love getting Venus. What does he say?
I don't know. He's just saying words now.
He's put the phone down. I don't measure my penis because I'm not 12.
We were talking about Adrian Mole the other day, weren't we?
We were. Yeah. And now there were too many follow-ups.
Yeah.
Too many follow-ups. There's a musical now of Adrian Mole.
But for some people, that stuff is still comedy.
The worst calls I've ever taken.
I mean, that was like the sort of jokes that my daughter's 11-year-old classmates would tell. And you'd give them some allowance, wouldn't you?
Oh, man,
as a
alive.
Grown-up person.
I tried to find it online. I can't. So I'll talk about the Beatles playing Paris tomorrow and I'll bring the CD in because it's quite remarkable. It rewrites. I played you some of it.
They virgins.
Beatles, I don't know what age they pop their cherries. Beatles concerts, as we know, it's all screaming. It's all screaming so they couldn't hear themselves play. Except it's not. I found a bootleg today, a recording, and I can't... If anyone can find a good quality version, don't tweet me a low-quality version of it on YouTube. I found the low-quality version of it on YouTube. Tweet me... If someone sends me a bad quality version or the wrong show, I'm blocking you straight away, right? If you can find the good quality 1964 Beatles Live in Paris, the good quality one, where there's silence. There's silence while they're playing. And even when Macca does the silence, then after the song, the crowd go nuts. The crowd are loving it, but it's primarily men, and the crowd are loving it, but they're loving it as a concert, you know, as we'd know a concert sort of now. Silent while it's on. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. And Paul McCartney keeps going, merci beaucoup. The next chanson is Please Please Me. But I'd never heard anything like it.
And when we were listening to it, we agreed, didn't we, that it took a lot of the excitement out of it, not having the scream.
Yeah, it sounded quite, you know, just a bit, it was okay. But it was fascinating. It just changes the story. It didn't happen everywhere. There's a few places. It changes the narrative ever so slightly. I spent the weekend, in my hammock, which is now broken. My hammock broke. Guys, I've had it for 2 months and it broke. But I spent a lot of this weekend when we weren't driving around like lunatics, sat in my hammock reading a book by a Dutch guy whose first name is Azing, about Beatles bootlegs. That's the life I'm living, and I'm loving this life. 0344-4499-1000. We're going to open a package live on air in a second. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Weekends with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio. Weekends with Penny Smith. Saturday and Sunday morning from 7. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Whispering lunar incantations for cross parents, cross dressers.
Yeah, did you know this about me?
And cross rail workers.
Steel and polycarbonate.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got a very poor internet connection.
On Talk Radio.
0344-499-1000. So, we have been sent a package. I'm holding the package up. It is here. Thank you very much. Whoever sent this, we like to get gifts.
These are exciting times.
Sorry?
These are exciting times.
It's a rectangular box for the attention, Mr. Ian and Miss Catherine. Lovely box with a red ribbon on. Warning, may contain spirit or ectoplasm.
What?
Whoa, what is this? What is this? Let's get in here. Well, it's wrapped well. I'll tell you that much. We're getting in there.
It's like a kid at Christmas.
There we go. Wrapped in lovely red
Something wrong?
It's that flipping doll, Catherine!
No, that's not...
Oh, jeez.
Don't point it in my direction.
With love from Kathy Doll. Dear Mr. Ian and Miss Kath, I am sorry for all the trouble I caused with the wing mirror, the bad back and the dodgy new studio. It just smells of sulphur. I hope one of you will take care of me. Not me.
Not me.
I've been exorcised by Father Ted Crilly of Craggy Island, so I'm no longer evil. All I want is someone to love me. I will never be alone again. No, mate. No. No, mate.
No, mate. No.
No, mate.
No, mate.
No.
No.
Where are you going to put it, Kath?
I don't want it. Don't put it over here. Don't put it over here. Don't put it over here.
Oh, nothing to do with me. Absolutely nothing to do with me.
Hold it up. It looks like you. Hold it next to your face. It does look like you! And it's wearing the same colour as you! You've got the same clothes on! This is insane! I've got to take a picture. You've got the same clothes on. Catherine, it's meant to be. It is meant to be. Oh, mate!
Catherine's got a girlfriend. Catherine's got a girlfriend. An evil doll. The wicked troll. I'm so sorry. I said I wouldn't keep calling you a troll, Catherine. That's rude of me. I'm not getting involved in this. I don't want anything to do with it. I can feel my stomach ache coming back. If I go out tonight and find my car has been vandalised, then this is proof, if proof need be, that we are dealing with something terrifying and unholy. Whoever sent us this, you are scum. I will hunt you down and I will shove this doll right up your jacksie.
Right up.
Put it next to you.
Want it next to me. It's giving off an uncanny aura. I don't want this in my house.
I know it's really early, but I feel nauseous. Can we play the 22 ad break, please, Amy? Thoroughly unpleasant.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are
Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344, just writing a letter to my local priest. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you can give us a call. Please trash, do that to us. Absolute scumbags. Let's go to Josie. Good evening, Josie.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Kath.
Hello, Josie.
Hi.
What can we do for you tonight?
Your doll, what you've just got.
Catherine's doll.
Why don't you give it to that Ryan Gooding? See if he can do anything with it. He's a psychic.
Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Gooding. You spoke to him the other night. You watched his video.
We could. Let's send it.
Well, actually, Sinead? Got in touch with me yesterday and said, how about this...
Said they've both died.
No, they want to get together to do some sort of psychic thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So maybe we take her with us.
Yeah, I am there.
Yeah, he's good, Ryan Gooding. He's quite local to me.
Oh, do you know him?
Well, not personally.
Do you know where he lives?
I don't, no. No, I'm not a stalker or anything like that.
I didn't say stalker, yet you brought that up straight away. Stop moving that...
I'm not moving it.
Oh, yeah, you are. I can see your hat. Stop being an idiot. It's not even funny. People shouldn't joke about this kind of stuff. People shouldn't joke about this kind of stuff. It's not comedy to bring spirits of dead children into a studio. It's not actually funny. Excuse me, call me old-fashioned, but I don't actually find that funny. I don't find that comedy. For me, comedy has got to be funny with jokes in, like Mrs. Brown's Boys or something.
She just wants to be your friend, Mr. Ian.
Mrs. Brown, does
Sorry?
She? What?
What?
Oh, don't stop it. It's not even. Cathy, I preferred that guy's call about virgins. Mm. That was funnier than what you're doing. What you're doing is sick. At least it was a bit of fun.
It's been so lonely.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Yes, Josie.
Oh, sorry. I was listening to you there.
No, I'm so sorry. Cassie's getting on my nerves and she's winding me up and she knows she's not being funny and clever and she knows this stuff kind of.
It's not Cathy, it's only Catherine.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Just stop it. Just stop it. Stop being a knob. Whole life.
Don't make me angry.
So, please let me speak to Josie.
Yeah.
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 Big up the Josie, massive.
Yes.
That's a bit
rude. I agree. But talking about anger, you were talking about anger.
Yes, I was. Because I work with someone who makes me very angry, yeah.
Yeah. But I held on to some anger for like 20 years.
Your dad? Was it your dad?
No. Oh, no. I had a lovely relationship with my dad.
Oh, good.
No,
good.
It's my ex-husband, my older three kids, their dad.
Yeah.
And I held on to this anger with him for 20 years. But just in the last week, my twin girls, they're like 25 now, and they actually asked me to explain what it was that I was so angry about. And it was really nice because I got to tell them, you know, what it was. And I feel like a massive weight has been lifted.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's lovely. It's you know.
And did they, when you told them, did they go, oh, come on, Mum, leave it out? Or did they go, thanks for telling us? What was their reaction?
They actually said it all makes sense now. You know, I turned to drink because of...
Yeah.
Of the anger, you know, like I self-medicated.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and their lives were a bit shit because of, you know, the things that I was doing and stuff like that. But now, you know, they've had the chance to sort of listen and sort of like, you know, I explained to them that, you know, things he'd done had, you know, I'd sort of held on to it all and everything. And I think one of the worst things was is I had a rule when they were little. I never like slagged him off to them. Yeah. I never said anything nasty about him to them. Mm. I thought it wasn't fair. You know, he's their dad and everything. And he was saying horrible things about me to them.
Mm.
You know. And I never sort of like gave it back, and I held it all in and then just in this last week they're sort of like, just tell us, explain it all to us, and you know, and it was lovely, and they just sat and listened. And
how do you feel now compared to how you felt before you told them?
I feel as if a massive weight has been like lifted off my shoulders.
Yeah, I bet.
I was like, right, I've got it all out now, and you know, I won't say I don't feel as angry towards him because I don't think that I'll ever go. But the fact that you know, I've explained a lot to them about my reaction.
Mm.
You know, and I've also apologised to them, you know, for things that they had to put up with. Because I wasn't, you know, I was a bit of a horrible person at one point, you know.
Yeah.
Drink doesn't make you a very nice person, does it?
It doesn't make you. Not many people are better, you know, the nicer people to hang out with if they've had too much booze.
Yeah.
Well done, Josie. Well done. It sounds like you've done an amazing thing for your kids and for yourself.
Yeah, no, they did it for me. They sat and listened.
Mm. And it all comes out eventually, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good.
On the up, that's the thing.
Nice one, Josie. Thanks for sharing that.
All right.
Cheers. See you later on. Bye-bye. Let's go to John. Good evening, John.
Good evening. Hold it. Let me turn the radio off.
Yes.
That's better.
There we go.
Yeah, searching for some advice there.
Okay.
And it's doing my head in, it has been constantly since it happened.
Yeah.
I was seeing an escort, considering I'm absolutely useless with relationships.
Yes.
You were last one was... Yeah. Well, 2002 was the last one.
The last relationship you had?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been not had any female companies for bloody years, so I thought, right, let's try an escort. So okay. I did.
Yeah. How did that go?
To start off with, brilliantly, but the thing is, she messaged me saying she thinks I'm getting too close to her, that I want more than a relationship, more than an right. escort.
Yeah.
Which, really, I would love to, but now, as she's saying that I'm getting too attached to her,
yeah.
She's basically decided not to contact me anymore.
And how does that make you feel?
Absolutely gutted.
Why does it make you feel so gutted?
Because I had female company. And
No. Because with an escort, there are any number of women you could get in touch with of any age, any colour, any size.
No, I've tried even on that. Plenty of fish doesn't work.
No. But talking about escorts, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of escorts you could find. I don't know where you are. I don't need to know where you are.
No, you say that, though. But when I use the search parameters as to what I'm looking for,
right.
It keeps coming back to the same person every single time.
It just comes back to that one person?
Yeah.
There is no other option?
Not locally, no.
Okay. Well, do you live in a small village or something?
No, it's quite a fair-sized town.
Then I don't believe you. Unless you're putting in really niche search parameters...
No, all I'm looking for is, all I put in was that I wanted just someone to see, someone just to, like, cuddle up with, maybe kiss and et cetera, just someone to talk to. That's all I asked for, and the preferences were that they could come round to see me.
Yeah.
So I'm not after the sexual side of it at all.
Well, no, exactly why it could be argued by a woman working in that in the sex industry that you are becoming too close to her. Catherine,
can I just say that sounds a lot more intimate than all the sexual stuff, and so I can understand why she might be a little bit wary if you're going back time and time again.
Because that is more intimate than. I want someone who I can get oral off and have hard sex with.
You want to hang out with her and have conversations and cuddles and maybe kissing. That is a lot more intimate, isn't it?
We're not judging you, by the way, John. We're just trying to
get ourselves in her head as well as yours.
Yeah. And maybe,
I would have thought the sexual side would have been more intimate than anything.
No. I don't think I've interviewed any escorts, but I've certainly heard them being interviewed, and it seems quite easy to switch off. Easy. That let me rephrase that, because I'm sure it's not easier to switch off. You know, when someone's having sex with you, than kissing and stuff. You know, have you ever seen the film Pretty Woman?
Yeah, but even when I was seeing her as an escort,
yeah.
She was still kissing.
Right. Well, some escorts do, but most escorts don't.
She says to me, I can be a friend, but with a friend, she says there's no sex. And that's fine, because that's not what I'm after.
Here's the thing. I can hear why she thinks you're getting too close.
Well, she's the best thing that's happened to me for, like, many years.
John, man, I wish you could hear what you're saying.
I know what I've been saying. It's been... saying the same thing for a long time since seeing her.
And I don't know this woman, I don't know the situation. I have a lot of respect for people who work in the sex industry, and I'm aware that a lot of people don't do it through choice, but also some people do it through choice, right? But you're a job. You're a job. You're a job. Any hint of an emotional connection from her to you is, there's a tiny chance that it's possible, very, very tiny chance, but it is more than likely she's really, really good at her job. And her job is to, for 2 hours, however long, is to make you feel very special and as though you're the most important man in the world. And it sounds like she's been doing her job really, really well. And maybe you've misunderstood her doing her job as actual genuine affection.
Yeah, the reason why I may have misunderstood that is because a long time ago she said she sees me more of a friend than a client.
Okay, can you go out with her for a drink? Did you ask her if you could go out with her?
I asked her.
And what did she say?
She never replies.
Okay, well, then she was doing her job. She was doing her job brilliantly, I would say. And I would also... I'm going to say something, John, that is going to sound cold. I'm not judging you, by the way, man. Please don't think I'm judging you, right? I would never judge anyone for doing anything that was consensual, right? I would suggest that by you getting in touch with her after what she's said, that might be making her feel a little bit uncomfortable.
But since then, she has replied saying that she would see me as a companion only,
right,
which I'm happy with. But the thing is, I would still like to just hold her.
Well, you're not happy with it then, are you?
Well, it's all right, just to give her a cuddle, because it's the affection sort of makes more than anything else.
What then, she's trying to do is be fair to you by being honest, but also protect herself, because she doesn't want you to get the wrong end of the stick. And this
I'm not after a relationship
job
with her, though.
Well, you are, though, because you want more than friends.
I know that can't happen, but I just don't like the...
I know a bloke. No names, no pack drill. I still go to sometimes SAA, which is Sex Addicts Anonymous, right? And there was a bloke there. I didn't know him very well. I'm not breaking any confidence. I didn't know him very well. He would share exactly the same story as you. Exactly the same story, that he was met this escort and he was paying to see her, and then he was heartbroken that he thought it was a relationship, but actually she was just doing her job.
No, I wasn't looking for a relationship, though.
Okay. My suggestion is leave her alone. It's possible that you are making her feel uncomfortable. And you're looking for it in the wrong place.
But I can't find it any other place. I'll try.
Okay, but this is the wrong place. So it sounds like, from what you've told us, here's what I make up from what you've told me. She's feeling very uncomfortable, at least, possibly feeling threatened, right? Not saying you've threatened her at all, but I make up she is feeling uncomfortable, at least, possibly feeling threatened. I also make up that whatever you're looking for, you will not get from a companion that you have to pay at an hourly rate.
There's no alternative. It's either that or nothing. I'd rather not be nothing.
Okay, well then you have to know what the rules of escorting are, and the rules of escorting are you are paying for an hour of someone's time, and that's it. And once that hour is up, they go and they don't think about you anymore.
Yeah, that's horrible, though.
Yeah, well that's why I'm telling you, you're looking for whatever you're looking for in the wrong place. You're getting an ersatz version of what you're looking for. And I know you're not hearing what I'm saying, and I can hear that you're not hearing what I'm saying. But what you're getting is fake.
Oh, I know it's fake.
You don't know it's fake.
Oh, do you believe me?
No, you don't, because everything you've just told me says to me that you don't know it's fake.
My entire existence is fake, really, though.
No, it's not, man. You're a human being. No, it's not. Your entire existence might be miserable.
No, it's just non-existent.
Well,
between a life and an existence.
Well, you are existing, because I'm speaking to you right now. That's an existence. Not a life, necessarily, but it's an existence. And if you invest all of your energy and a significant part of your money in trying to find... whatever it is you're trying to find, and I don't know if you're clear as to what it is you're trying to find, but if you invest your time and your money and your emotion in this young woman, you are wasting all three of those things.
I was prepared to, though, because it's the only female...
But, okay, I'm going to say it bluntly. I think you're intimidating her.
Well, I don't mean to.
No, I know you don't mean to. And sometimes our actions as men or humans can be, we can think that we are doing something caring and loving, and the other person can see it as threatening and intimidating. And I'm not in any way suggesting you are threatening and intimidating her deliberately, but I make up that that's how she's seeing it. And I would suggest to you that you leave her alone.
Yeah, I think you're right, really. But it's just back to nothing again.
No, it's back to you thinking about what it is exactly you're after and what other options there are open to you.
Okay.
You're not a bad man, John, and you deserve happiness. But you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it paying for it. I promise you.
But there's nothing left. When I was seeing somebody a long time ago, she said to me, it's more or less than love, and I absolutely love her to bits. And then about half a year later, she got back with me, then cheated on me.
Right, OK. Well,
same shit every time. It's all so fucking empty.
Well. Just watch your language,
Sorry.
No, it's all right, don't worry, you're upset. I dumped it, we're all cool. I don't know how to phrase this any other way. You're investing your time and energy in the wrong place. If you stop investing time and energy in this woman, who sounds like a delightful human being, other opportunities will open to you. And I know you don't think that they will, but you ain't
the
going...
The last was 2002.
Okay, fine, right. But you're wasting time and money, and you're also making someone that you possibly have feelings for feel uncomfortable, which I know you don't want to do. So you need to leave her alone. That doesn't mean that everything is over for you. That means you can then invest the energy you were investing there into something more productive and more positive. John, your life isn't over, man.
Yeah, but I just can't go on my life, this existence, just continuously empty. I mean, I see in London, people even hire professional huggers, as it's called.
Yeah.
Over here, there's nothing like that. And if I put female companion in to the bloody internet, and then it comes up to the same sites that I've been using anyway.
Then get off those sites. People. You're using the wrong sites. Get off those sites.
When I put in female companionship, it links me to them. There's no alternative.
Okay, well, then get off the internet.
And then what?
Well, then look elsewhere. I don't think you're clear. Hello? I don't think you know what it is you want. Female companionship. Well, I've got Kath as a female companion. I've got Amy as a female companion 3 hours a night. What does that mean?
At least it means there's someone that they can talk to and be with. And
right, fine.
Firm with and...
Yeah, fine.
Just go out for dinner with or just do anything like that.
Fine. Well, then you're looking in the wrong places. I can't tell you where to look because I don't know. But you're looking in the wrong places. John, I have to go because I'm really late for the news.
Okay, thanks.
We'll speak again, though, all right? You're not a bad man.
Okay.
All right, John, take care. All right, let's have the news.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free.
That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.